Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah, it's time. Yes, it is. Remember, you cannot change what you don't confront. It's time. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and it's a time for Awaken to Empowerment. And it's time to create your ideal life. But today's show, well, it is about truly awakening to consciousness. It's about trying to keep freedom in America. It's time for truth. It's time for us to be fearless. We will talk a little bit about American exceptionalism and doing your destiny, of course, your purpose, you know, aligning your personal mission with your vision. That's huge. America's a vision, and we're losing it. We are losing it, okay? Things are crazy in our country right now, friends, and I got an APB email. And remember, it is time for truth. It is time to have a great awakening. So share this with people. If you're a Trump hater, you might want to share it anyway, because this is not about anything other than usurping the American people. It's about taking away our election. So I got this today, and I don't know how true it is. But, man, think about this, okay? Trump won the election, and then overnight he had it stolen from him. Isn't it amazing? He was winning. He was up by, you know, deck 1,000 points, and then everybody went to sleep. And woof. Now, if you studied any of these ballot things like we've talked about before, but here, see, it's interesting to see all the little trolls dance on his metaphorical grave and celebrate the fall of America and the rise of socialism. And I got this sent to me. This is not my work. I'm sharing it. So 4 days later, there's plenty proof of cheating, and they announced Joe Biden as president-elect. Projected, of course. What if I told you Trump wanted to lose? Dun, 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 dun. Now, my friend Booth said, because I think he planned this. Okay? So hear me out here. This is just a hypothesis, and I've got some great information to share with you today on Awaken to Empowerment. But what if I told you Trump wanted to lose? What if I told you that losing by way of cheating from the other side was the plan? See, it's about exposure and optics. See, he is a genius, and he knows. I mean, remember Russia, 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 Russia. And it's an interesting how, where's Hunter and Hunter Biden, and what's going on with the laptop? Well, wait, let's just keep going. See, Trump had to win in a landslide, and he did. So the amount of cheating required for the Dems to win was so vast it was impossible to hide it. Had Trump overcome like he did in 2016, there would have been no legal battle. See, here's the deal. There's a Trump card here at play. See, the lower courts would have thrown them out like they are doing right now, except for Pennsylvania. See, the Supreme Court wouldn't have even heard it since it was both left-leaning and there wasn't an emergency situation that involved national security. Yeah, I know, this is like crazy tinfoil hat stuff. Hear me out. I love it. See, by losing with the conservative lean in the courts, with mountains of evidence was at play, evidence that's impossible to deny. See, now by the Constitution, if the race is close, then Congress can decide the winner. This is why they cheated just enough to edge out a win for Biden, so that if Trump challenged, couldn't get a Supreme Court case, they could just decide in favor of Biden. But wait, stay with me here. I know this is long. This is long, and this is not my work. I am reading from somebody else's, something that was sent to me. So here we go. I'm going to clean it up a little bit. The Dems think they have the optics on this one by declaring Biden the winner. But here's the thing. The race isn't over, and here's why. Patriot Joe M. and had his Twitter account suspended over this comment. Here's the comment. Patriots, be warned. President Trump has legally claimed the states he knows he won fairly. The counting going on now is just a formality because the intent is to settle in court, not all the counting stations. If he loses this count, it means nothing, because this election will be Amy Coney Barrett's to decide. I promise and can guarantee you Biden will never be sworn as president. Now, I'm just reading. Twitter, of course, Twitter took him down hours later. Not the Post, the entire account. What is he talking about? He used the words, the keywords, legally claimed when referring to Trump's victory. In other words, Trump will lose the election optically, but the court will say he won. See, I know this sounds all like crazy, but here, let me tell you why this is true, and I'm reading this. Biden won the count. Cheating or not, he won the count. That's a fact. But the states that kept accepting and counting ballots after the day of the election are in violation of their own state laws. Now, this is where it gets really interesting, okay? I'm going to say that again, okay? Okay, factually true, Biden won the count. But the states that kept accepting and counting ballots after the day of the election are in violation of own state laws. What? Pennsylvania? They have laws on the book that states they can't accept any new ballots that arrive after the day of the election. Anything coming in afterward is invalid. Well, I know what you're thinking. The Supreme Court of Pennsylvania overrode that law in a court ruling that gave them 3 more days to collect. And you know what? You would be right, but according to how government system is set up, the court can't create a law. Remember, we have 3 separate branches of government. We have our executive branch, our judicial branch, and our legislative branch. You can't legislate from the bench. So that would be totally in violation of our constitutional rights. This is why you are awakening to empowerment. This is an empowering show. If you are an American, this is giving us our facts of freedom. This is the truth. So let's go back. Ugh, and then my computer is just stinking. Okay, so let's see here. Okay. Okay, so remember, the courts can't create law. They can only enforce the law that's already on the books. That's why we are a republic with 3 separate branches of government. See, in order for the state to follow the direction of the Supreme Court of their state, they would actually have needed to go back and rewrite the laws to reflect the court's decision. See, friends, every day, this is an IQ test that these bright souls didn't do that. They never rewrote the laws to make the state Supreme Court ruling legally binding. Well, what other states were these careless and lazy with the legal process? 30 states. 30 states. Over 30 states did the same thing and are violating their own laws by counting new votes after the day of the election. In other words, all these trucks coming in at 2 and 3 in the morning, on the morning of November 4th and beyond, are invalid. They are void. They are usurping legal and legitimate vote. There is nothing more like voter suppression than what is going on in this election cycle, okay? They're invalid. See, Biden won the count, but only because they kept counting after invalid votes for days after the election ended. See, the Supreme Court of the United States will not count these votes. They cannot legally. And since Trump was in the lead when the election ended, he's the legitimate and legal president. FIFA and all the little crazies out there, they're going to have their temper tantrums. They're going to start burning shit down. I'm telling you, be ready. The left losers are going to start getting temper tantrums because they've never been told no, because it might hurt their self-esteem. Okay, I know all about it. It's okay. We don't want to hurt your self-esteem. You're awesome. Just ask your mommy and daddy. Yes, you can do whatever you want. You can be a boy if you've got a vagina. Yeah. So Trump won the election. Sorry. Go back in your little mommy's basement and do go on your little Twitter account or Facebook or Instagram, whatever that you people do. He won. Get over it. It's legitimate. Okay? 30 states. Hold on. So Trump, according to this, legally, constitutionally, is the legitimate president. So everybody here is saying Amy Coney Barrett was the Trump card. See, the nuclear card would be martial law and mass arrests. But that's very dangerous. That's a very dangerous call for this country. So to win legally in the court system was a Trump card. Okay? Yes, Trump could have called martial law, and that would have totally fitted the narrative of the crazy left thing. He's a dictator, whatever else they like to call him. Friends, let's remember something, okay? And I've got a lot more to unpack here, but let's remember something. Let's remember Biden in his very own words said. Let's hear it. Here.
Secondly, we're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
We have put together the most extensive and most inclusive voter fraud organization in American politics. He said that in his own words. Freudian slip. The man has dementia, clearly. He might have forgotten that he wasn't supposed to talk about that on television. He said it in his own words. You can check that out at awakenamerica.us, thegreatawakening.ning.com. Uh-huh. He said it. That settles it. Exactly what is going on right now is voter fraud. So Trump won the election, okay? Trump did not play the nuclear martial law card. But see, while in court, they can unload all this evidence to show mass cheating. See, in Michigan, they discovered a glitch in the vote tally system. After the votes were cast in one county, over 6,000 votes for Trump's glitched over to Biden. Yeah, glitched. Uh-huh, believe it, right. On my radio show with Eyes Right Open in Georgia, there was something called an undervote, okay? This is real interesting. 815 votes just voted for President Trump. Sometimes people just go vote for president. I might have done that when I was younger. Probably did. I'm just voting for president. I don't know who all these other people are. They used to have, you could just vote a straight ticket, but I just voted for president. Okay? 815. Do you know how many voted for Joe Biden? 95,890. Yeah. Do you know the statistical, logistical, numerical likelihood of that being truth, of that being actually valid? It's infinitesimally crazy, okay? So things are going on here, these glitches, this software system. See, the software was used in 47 other counties and in Michigan, and it's used all over the country. And they all added the same number of vote glitches. That's well into the millions of votes that were altered after cast. And here's the interesting part. The ballot machines were all connected to the internet. Yeah, the internet. You know, the things that Chinese Wuhan virus people can, like, tap into. Sorry. So all these ballot machines were connected to the internet, and they're supposed to be linked to something called an intranet, meaning an internal computer network, that one facility, but they're not supposed to be linked to the World Wide Web. Sidney Powell, General Flynn's attorney, said they discovered an algorithm that calculated how many votes Biden needed to win. Now you're knowing why you went to sleep and you woke up and the numbers were so different, okay? She said they found that these machines were transferring just enough votes from Trump to Biden so that he could win. That's why they were doing recounts. And we keep seeing Trump's numbers go down and Biden's go up in specific battleground states. I mean, hello? Awaken America. Okay? See, you can't, here's the part where you just can't make this stuff up. The software that these machines are using to tally up the votes is owned and controlled by Paul Pelosi. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I thought Paul Pelosi was involved in Starkist Tuna. I mean, didn't they make millions on that fishy business of the Starkist that was owned by Del Monte? It was a major contributor, Pelosi, and a major employee in American Samoa and employing 75% of the Samoan workforce. And Paul Pelosi is Nancy's husband. He owns like $17 million of Starkist stock. And then January in 2007, when the minimum wage was increased from $5.15 to $7.25, Nancy Pelosi had American Samoa exempted from that increase so Del Monte wouldn't have to pay a higher wage. So, I mean, you really think Paul Pelosi is now owning these voting controlled by these owned and controlled by Pelosi? I mean, it's like crazy. Pelosi's husband. See, he sits on the board of the software company that tallies the votes. He's the majority owner of it. Is that what she meant when she said something like they have like another feather in their quiver? See, these glitches that only glitch in one direction isn't a glitch. It's a computer program designed to do with to do all of this without any of us knowing it. It does it so fast we can't even detect it during the actual counting. This is how they were able to call states 10 minutes after the elections closed. The algorithm calculated Biden's win based on information they entered into the system. Friends, patriots, if Sidney Powell has this information, you know the DOJ does, and they probably have more that will come out in Supreme Court hearings. But the Department of Justice, where are they? Where are they? They have the goods. They don't need the courts to tell them to arrest. Just command them from POTUS. Why are they so quiet? See, the DOJ, by constitutional law, they can't even get involved in this election until 10 days after Election Day, which is yesterday, okay? So let's see what happens come Monday. They actually have to wait till yesterday, the 14th, to get involved. See, it doesn't mean they can't make arrests. They can arrest some small-time players that were involved with the plot. See, I've been told here from reliable sources that last night a few of these arrests will happen next week sometime. But 10 days, Barr can arrest anyone from the interim. Okay? Anyone. And I guess the break room, it can actually go to Biden. So the first big arrest will shock you. And I think I can't see another shocking thing that the president-elect, air quotes, of the United States getting arrested for treason, ballot fraud, and crimes against humanity. So, friends, sit back, grab your popcorn, and watch this all unfold. Please share this with other people. I've got a lot more stuff here. Let's see. Delish, delish. Okay. Let's see, we got here, Roger Stone. Roger Stone, remember him? Yeah, they went ahead in the middle of the night and kind of broke in. Well, he's got a lot of great thing here that I promised you I would read to you the other day. So, yeah, remember, kind of let's start looking up Davos Forum and the Great Reset Globalism. Yeah, just saying. See, the rush by Joe Biden and his corporate media propagandists, this is from Roger Stone, Donald Trump's Path Forward, okay, and this was dated November 12th. So the rush by Joe Biden and his corporate media propaganda prematurely claimed victory of the 2020 election, finale to an elaborate, long-planned psychological operation, PSYOPs, directed at the American people. Victor Biden's victory has been aggressive censorship of non-believers in all mass media and all major social media outlets. See, he said he tried to warn of this probability weeks before the election. So, and here, he said how the Democrats plan to steal the 2020 election. This is from Roger Stone. The mainstream propaganda fed to voters reinforced the narrative that backlash over President Trump's handling of COVID and an exodus of suburban women voters spelled certain defeat for the president. Bolstering this spin was an avalanche of bogus polls over the months leading up to the election showing President hopelessly trailing his largely invisible opponent. Yeah, Hiding Joe. Slow-mo dementia Joe. Yeah, that's who I'm talking about. Meanwhile, any attempts at objective factual reporting of Hunter Biden's scandalous laptop and incriminating emails containing very real evidence of influence peddling involving the former vice president disappeared from public view thanks to the full media blackout. Yeah, nothing to see here. Don't worry about it. Yeah. The only exception to this was in glancing superficial coverage by the New York Times, whose columnists insisted they were fake. Okay. And NBC questioning the authenticity of the younger Biden's emails. Of course, these stories were half-baked fake news. The emails have been authenticated beyond dispute. This sophisticated campaign of mass manipulation by the entrenched American political and media establishment had two objectives. One, to discourage and dampen the enthusiasm of Trump voters, called voter suppression, and more importantly, to make the theft of the 2020 election through voter fraud possible by making a Trump defeat seem plausible, if not inevitable. Undergirding all of this arrogant presumption by corporate media and their Silicon Valley fellow travelers that they have the power to dictate the outcome of an election and thereby decide who the president will be, notwithstanding almost laughable attempts to stampede the country into accepting the outcome they preordained, Joe Biden currently has no legitimate claim to anything. Since counting and recounting are still underway, no official vote totals have been to legally certify any result, and the state legislators have yet to designate their respective delegations of electors who will ultimately make up the Electoral College. Until and unless the Electoral College certifies first that Joe Biden has been elected president, he is nothing more than another American citizen. Okay, in Biden's case, one who is suspected of epic corruption for which widespread evidence has been actively suppressed by his puppeteers using their mass influence and in corporate media and across the internet. Okay, here you go. This is Roger Stone. God bless you, man. The New York Times actually tweeted that they, the media, decide who the next president is. These snot-nosed, pasty-faced D.C. NYC elitists decide nothing. The corporate media types are going to great lengths to perpetuate the myth that Biden's election is a done deal. They trouted out rhino-quizzling Mitt Romney, who betrayed Trump on impeachment and has attacked the president on a regular basis. Remember, Romney's a carpetbagger, and he knows that any return in Utah would be dangerous, given voter outrage toward him in the Beehive State. Okay, so hold on. There's more to come here. There's a lot more to come. I need to take a swig because this is crazy stuff, friends. Please share this information with other people. This is important. This is time for us to awaken to empowerment. The very, very essence of liberty and freedom depends on it. Hang on a minute. I'm drinking. I'm actually drinking a diet soda, which I had from yesterday, too, like a little 16-ounce that I had the past couple of days. Made a low-carb pizza today. It was fabulous. Okay, so let's go back. Oh, this is crazy, right? Let's go back. Here we go. So so adding to the roster of Republican has-beens betraying their better in the White House, the media happily reported George W. Bush's claim that Biden has been elected. These are orchestrated attempts to undermine President Trump's position in the fight against Democratic election theft are impressing no one. Romney has always been a wealthy dilettante, totally out of touch with the party's grassroots. His claim to Chris Wallace that he, Romney, is conservative is as laughable as revealing as George W. Bush, who endorsed Hillary Clinton as part of the globalist establishment, pretending Joe Biden has been elected president and silencing anyone who challenges this dubious proposition on social media. The Biden's presumptuous naming of this COVID-19 task force that proposed nothing President Trump hasn't already done while signaling plans for a second shutdown that will crush our American economy. It will only ensure that Joe Biden will be hated as a Herbert Hoover. Combine this with this massive tax increase and the return to burdensome regulations, It's easy to see why Biden so casually predicts a dark winter for America. The announcement of multiple executive orders, which he has zero authority to issue to anyone, anywhere, is yet more of Biden's con game of acting like he's president. Biden and his handlers hope you will ignore that the fact that the 290 electoral votes he's claiming for himself will be disclaimed once the votes are all counted, and Biden fraud is undone. If anything, Donald Trump will have to order the Executive Protective Service to keep a drooling, delusional Joe Biden away from the White House front gate. So we will talk a lot more about this. This is a very deep dive article. There is a path to victory, okay, and the mainstream media doesn't want you to know it. There's overwhelming evidence of systematic election fraud, ballot tampering, in more than enough places. Remember, it's up to the courts now. It's all up to the courts. So don't let them have you create this false fear. Don't worry. There's a lot going on. I got a lot more detail, but you know what? That's going to be enough of this for today. I will continue reading this tomorrow with more of a deep dive and how this is going to affect us moving forward. Just remember, in Pennsylvania, the courts cannot unilaterally legislate the slate's voting rules, okay? That actually supplants the will of the legislative body. Samuel Alito issued an order, he's a Supreme Court justice, requiring that the votes that counted after 8 p.m. on Election Day be segregated. He did so because these ballots were cast based on judicial legislative rules for justices. Justice Amy Coney Barrett is likely to agree with them as a matter of law and principle, and their left is going to lose their collective minds. So we will read more about election fraud tomorrow, and there's going to be a lot more going on here, and we do need to help our president. There's a lot of things you can actually do to show up, stand up, speak up. There's, let's see if I have, there's more voting recap. Okay, there's so much going on here. So there's a five-page swing state update. Okay, Trump won the election. Here we go. We did this. This is a great email. We just read that one. And let's see what I have here. Boop, boop, boom. There are things that you can do to help, okay? There are things that you can do to help in different states. Let's see if I can find it. I probably can't. I'm getting stupid tired right now. So, friends, you are listening to The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening, Awaken to America's election series. Tomorrow will be our Yasha Prayer Force. So that'll be some great stuff that's coming up. And I'm just really very, very confused. I thought I had a really good little way to end this. Let's see. Here we go. Maybe this is it. Let's see. Might not be. No, that was the metaphorical grave of, oh, you know where it is. Hold on. I got it. I got it. Sorry, friends. Yeah, sometimes I'm stupid. Here you go. Here's some post-election things to do. Okay, so the best way for volunteers to assist the RNC's effort right now in Georgia is to make calls using Trump Talk, TrumpTalk.gop, www.TrumpTalk.gop. Anybody would like to sign up to make calls should contact Trip at tlucer@gop.com. So you can get involved with things by your very own phone, TrumpTalk.gop, GeorgiaBattleground.com, GeorgiaBattleground.com. See, the fight is not over. President Trump continues to fight for us, and we got to continue to fight for him. So you could actually donate. Ballots will be recounted by hand. Under Stacey Abrams' guidance, Democrats in Georgia have been attacking the safeguards. Yeah, through lawsuits for the past 4 years. This has all been set up. Crazy. So get involved in Georgia. Georgia, www.gabattleground.com, gabattleground.com. Michigan, the Trump campaign filed federal lawsuit in Michigan citing multiple witness accounts of irregularities, incompetence, and unlawful vote counting. In Wayne County, Republican poll watchers were denied their legal right to monitor the election and purposely kept in the dark, both literally and figuratively, with poll workers blocking windows and padlocking doors. Former Michigan Assistant Attorney General Zachary Larson filed an affidavit that he was concerned ballots in Wayne County were being counted without being verified that the voters were actually, in fact, eligible to vote. The team has found roughly 1,700 abandoned properties in Wayne County. The RNC data is matching abandoned property addresses that are linked to registered voters and checking to see if those voters showed up voting early or absentee. After taking a sample list of potential dead voters that voted in the election, they identified three that cast a ballot. As a result, they're taking a deeper dive into other potential voting dead. Yeah, the voting dead, I thought it was only here in Chicago, I'm telling you. So to date, there have been 3,149 incidents. This could be old now, reports filed. The Michigan GOP Save the Vote hotline is continuing to receive incident reports and review ones which merit an affidavit. In Antrim County, election night results reported thousands of votes for President Trump as inaccurately counted for Joe Biden. There's your 6,000 swing vote for Trump. On Friday the 13th, the Crawford County canvas found 132 votes for President Trump that were not previously reported. The Board of Canvassers corrected the issue and sent the results to Michigan Secretary of State. And the Secretary of State website has not yet reflected this change. So it says here how to get involved in Michigan. They have restrictions on the number of volunteers. They do not need additional assistance. So spread the word. Clark County, they lowered their standard on signature verification. You know, there's so much here. Pennsylvania, and we talked about that, how they lack the statutory authority. And I guess Wisconsin is still going on. So, friends, you can make a difference. Show up, stand up, speak up. It's time. And here's another little thing here. False positive COVID tests will extend unjustified lockdowns. Okay, friends? They're trying to take over. They're trying to control everything. We have got to be awakened, America. We have got to be awake. Here it says whether we live in the USA or most of the COVID testing, they're being aggressively pushed onto populations. Mass populations in some countries have been told that they cannot leave their homes. Economies and personal lives remain stunted and manipulated by government edicts. See, this is how they're taking over. So an internal review, according to NPR, an internal review at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed COVID tests could be wrong 33% of the time. But they sent them out anyway. So, you know what? Most tests said a limited 40, a few at 37. The CDC's own calculations that extremely difficult to detect any live virus in the sample. So, you know what? This is the polymerase chain reaction amplifies viral RNA by multiplying cycles to produce a detectable amount. The cycle threshold value is the number of cycles necessary to spot the virus. The false positives come down to a question of testing cycles. Okay? So, you know what? Don't obey. Rebel. Rebel, rebel, rebel. And just show up, stand up, and speak up. This is Carol Ann Parisi. You are listening to Awaken to Empowerment Radio. You are listening to our election updates. And remember, we are one nation under God. So we've got to pray for America. We've got to go ahead and remember who we are. We've got to go ahead and remember, this ain't over. This ain't over. The fat lady has not sung yet. So let's just keep this all in proper perspective, and let's see if we can do this great song by James Payne, Jimmy Payne. Here we go.
There's a man down on the corner holding a sign. You know, I think he's right. Says the end of time. Saw a newsman on the TV in a Colorado town, telling how some madman shot innocent people down. God, I hate to think what lies ahead. We don't get back to the Bible, start doing what Jesus said. We got prayer like we've never prayed before. We got to fight like a soldier in a war. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We got to beg and plead. We can't feel love. We can't feel real until God blesses America.
Yeah, that's the Awaken America new theme song here, friends.
I wonder what old Thomas Jefferson.
What would Thomas Jefferson say? This is by James Payne.
Come back from the grave.
He come from the grave.
Talk to us today.
And he talked to us today. Say, what the hell are you stupid people doing?
Would he tell us that this country is just what he had in mind? Or would repent and turn to God be the words he cried? All of this low living comes with a high cost. And America needs to wake up before everything is lost. We gotta pray like we've never prayed before. We gotta fight like a soldier in a war. Take a stand. Every woman and every man down on our knees. We gotta beg and plead. We can't feel love. We can't feel real until God blesses America again. It's time to put the Ten Commandments back on the courthouse square. Put God's word back in our schools, open every day with prayer. Let all the preachers start preaching against you. Maybe they, maybe they. God bless America. Maybe they, maybe they.
God will bless America again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friends, this is our great edition of Awaken from Palmer Radio. Way to political today, but the truth will set us free. And there is nothing, nothing more perfect freedom. It's the strongest desire of the soul. See, perfect freedom is the strongest desire of the soul. And I hope my stupid phone isn't giving a bunch of static. I'm going to have to get me a new one if that's the case. Anyway, have purpose in what you do, okay? Define your personal mission. Uncover your purpose. Get your vision and chart your course. Remember, America is an exceptional nation because of exceptional people, Gus. So, friends, Carol Parisi, this is Waking to Empowerment Radio. We'll be back tomorrow with Yasha Prayer Force. And peace, love, freedom, peace of mind. And like I always like to say, be well, be blessed, be free. Be the change you wish to see. And we're going to end this episode with peace of mind from Boston. Catch you back here tomorrow. Absolutely. Awaken to empowerment. Awaken, America. Awaken to the truth. It is time for truth. It is time for Trump. Ciao, ciao for now. Peace, love, freedom,